There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Decision has monumental significance. It means that the Affordable Care Act is not just the law of the land, it will remain the law of the land.
That's the voice of Ron Pollock. He's been on this show before, reacting to the Supreme Court's 6-3 decision, the subsidies stand as they are now with the Affordable Health Care Act. And Ron Pollock is with Families USA, which is a pro affordable health care advocacy group, and a big moment for them, a big moment for the president, but a lousy moment for so many others. And we're getting a ton of reaction on all sides of this, not surprising. 6-3, the decision, the Supreme Court decision. Subsidies at stake for 6 million plus people. What does it all mean? What does it all mean in the end for all of us across the U.S.? And will there be challenges? We know there's going to be challenges, but it's a question of what those challenges are going to be, what they're going to look like. Judge Scalia was crazed by what the decision was. Furious, unhappy that Chief Justice John Roberts again was the one who was the Solomon who pushed in a different direction that wasn't expected. Here's the deal. Are the exchanges sustainable? Are the exchanges sustainable and free market-based reform of healthcare, is that not the better option? Is it not the better option? Bottom line is, with the exchanges, you have to have enough healthy young people who are on the exchanges, young and healthy, who are not dropping their insurance because of premiums that are rising. So that the risk pool, the older and sicker, who cause the premiums to rise again and make them unaffordable, are covered off because there's so many young people. And this is the thing with an exchange. That's how an exchange works. You have to have enough healthy young people, older people who get sick, and then it balances out. But the problem is that hasn't been happening, so the premiums rise. The premiums rise. In the end, what will Congress do? Will Congress try to repeal for the 75th time Obamacare and replace it with something else? Or do they keep trying to do that and keep bumping their heads against the wall? There's some interesting ideas, and there are certainly a sea of opinions on what this means for everybody across the board with this Supreme Court decision. Republicans, not surprisingly, outraged over the decision. Outraged. Surprised. Couldn't believe it, especially on Roberts, who now this is part two. The White House, understandably, elated over what's happened. Had the court gone the other way, Republicans would have certainly faced a serious challenge because they would have had to come up with something. In fact, the former Republican National Committee Chair Ed Gillespie called it a bad legal outcome, but a good political outcome for Republicans. And he says that because He says that it will increase pressure on Republicans to come up with a specific alternative to the law ahead of the 2016 elections. So ultimately, the challenge for Republicans is just how to deal with the law, not just that, but where, what's the direction, where are the alternatives? Because 6 million Americans, most of them in conservative states, by the way, would have suddenly been without the government subsidies that make health insurance affordable under the act. So a decision to undermine the law would have presented a kind of a little bit of a political challenge for conservative governors and legislatures and about a dozen Republican candidates running for president. And it's certainly not going to go away. So the decision, according to Senator Rand Paul, who is running for president on the Republican side, he says, turns both the rule of law and common sense on its head. The justices, 6-3 was the vote, ruling subsidies should remain available not only in 16 states that have their own health insurance marketplaces, but in 34 states, most dominated by the Republicans. Chuck Schumer, longtime Democrat from New York, says, today, Democrats, and my guess is Republicans, are breathing one gigantic sigh of relief. So he realized that, too, the senator. You know, in May, a Washington Post ABC News poll showed that only 39% of people who responded said they approve of the law. 54% opposed it. But when asked whether the court should take away subsidies in states that rely on the federal exchanges, 53% said the justices shouldn't, and only 38% said they should. Tons of reaction. What does the court decision mean? It means that major changes in the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, are going to be debated in the 2016 election mightily. Big time, this is going to be a part of it. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, said Obamacare is fundamentally broken, increasing health care costs for millions of Americans. Today's ruling doesn't change the fact. Mike Huckabee said in a statement campaigning in Iowa, our founding fathers didn't create a do-over provision in our Constitution that allows unelected Supreme Court justices the power to circumvent Congress and rewrite bad laws. Get ready for more of this kind of conversation along the way. I agree. I think this becomes one of those three main issues that's going to be discussed on the campaign trail. And what does it mean for you? What does it mean for the consumer? After all, it's about what's in your wallet, right? We talk a lot of business on this show. So it means that subsidies stay, as I said, for individuals enrolled on the federal exchange. And in doing that, the court upheld the president's signature achievement for the second time. That's what it means. But on the other hand, is it doomsday for the machine? Could be considered doomsday because who's paying for what's in the middle? And the answer is it's those premiums that keep going up that are killers for the middle class. Killers for the middle class, the premiums. We may see more people uninsured than ever. Stay with us.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Once again, the mailbag overflowing. A lot of different things that people wanted to talk about this time around, so I thought it'd be fun to kick around a couple of different things. How about that? And on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Joseph, who says, Cabe, what a sad year for people passing away. That sounds funny, I know, but it just seems to me that we're losing some of the good ones. Even Dick Van Patten, yes, he was older, he was 86, but apparently he had trouble dealing with his diabetes. He had terrible diabetes, I guess. Remember, he was that really warm, inviting character with the smile on his face all the time, and, you know, He died the other day, and I guess it was the diabetes thing. And then, of course, earlier in the year, there were so many other actors and other people of note that passed away. I think it was, I think it's already been a very strange 6 months. The James Horner thing you mentioned, he was the composer of the Titanic music, and he was pretty young. He was just in his early 60s. So just mentioning that it's been kind of a rough time for that. Yeah, you know, it does seem like it, doesn't it? It does seem like in this first 6 months, and even if you go back to the last 6 months, if you took it as that entire year, it has been a lot of people that you're like, oh, that's sad, so and so died, but you know, it's death and taxes. It's just the reminder of how precious life is. So don't waste it on people and concerns that really don't matter. All right, we move to this one from JJ. I love all these J's. JJ, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a long time. Hi to Nate. He is your board op. I think he's awesome. I like it when you bring him on to the show. And my question is, are we ever going to get to the bottom of this whole email thing? I wake up and I hear about, again, the IRS and destroying emails. Are you shocked by that? I suppose not. Maybe it's a good thing that we have these watchdogs and they stay on top of it. You know what? The idea that there is the watchdogs, and, you know, we have a lot of those groups on the show that have lawyers that go after freedom of information and all that to try to get to the bottom of stuff. And the watchdog, that group that jumped all over this whole IRS thing, you know, absolutely, they were smart to do that because, think about this, on Thursday, they had more evidence that evidence was destroyed during the investigation. So what's that about? If there was nothing to hide, why were they destroying emails or evidence? What they're saying is, specifically, you've got what's been destroyed, and a group called, IG is going to show that the IRS employees erased computer backup tapes a month after they discovered thousands of emails related to the Tea Party scandal. So they're saying 24,000 emails were lost because 422 backup tapes were erased. Most likely they contain emails to and from Lois Lerner, who's the central character in this whole congressional investigation stuff. So, I'm sorry, that just raises suspicions. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever you are. It's not good. If this was happening and then they destroyed the evidence, will you be the judge? What do you think was going on there? They were covering it up. Of course they were covering it up. If you were being investigated and then they found out and you kept saying, no, I did not have any of that information and we never had anything like that, and then they find out that you discovered your backup, you know, you destroyed your backup tapes? Of course. I mean, of course they did. What do you think? Yes, absolutely. And here's one from Michelle. Kate, these polls are driving me crazy. I cannot believe that Donald Trump is showing up the way he is in the polls. I really don't have anything against Donald Trump. I mean, I think he's kind of a blowhard, but he's a successful business person who had some money handed down to him from his father and then took it and ran with it. But running for president, if this guy really became president, what would that be like? Well, I don't think he really can become president, so don't worry about that. I think, you know, is it good or is it bad you have someone like Trump who doesn't care? He can answer whatever he wants to answer because he's not beholden to someone's money, in a sense. He's not. He's his own money, right? And I would be not happy with the Trump thing if I was Jeb Bush, because it hurts Jeb Bush. So there has been, since Trump announced, he's second after Bush, once he made his formal announcement. So Bush tops Bush tops the list of Republican contenders with 15% support among Republican primary voters. That's up 12%. Donald Trump has doubled since his announcement, and that puts him in the top 11. He's at 11%. And then you go to Ben Carson and all that down from there. But how about that? How about that in a sense, I mean, he's got to feel good, but he knows there's some popularity. And like Scott Walker, the Wisconsin governor, he hasn't announced. He's lower 9%. Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, Mike Huckabee, all of them, a little bit lower than that. Ted Cruz, the Texas senator, 4%. Carly Fiorina, she and Rick Santorum, 3%. So you see how this goes. Clinton, on the other hand, on the Democratic side, 61%. Yeah, so that just gives you an idea. All right, let's jump back to the mailbag, and here we go from Grace. The Confederacy flag. I have some things in my house, I think, with Confederate flags on them, from actually stopping at a couple of places in the South when we were driving through to go to Florida. And in one way, I don't understand how hysterical this debate has become. On the other hand, if it is incredibly offensive, and this is the time we live in, and it is a reminder of hate and nastiness and frankly, lots of bloodshed in our country, then fine, don't produce any more Confederate flags. But I think the real attention should be on, sadly, what happened in Charleston and what's happening in other areas when we see these explosions and people lose their lives over what could be anger, hate, of course, and racism is just so sad to me. And why we focus on a flag versus that, I'll never understand. Hey, excellent point. 10 points for you. The debate over the flag has gone full force compared to the debate over other things. Perhaps that's it. You shift so much on the flag. And then you've got now parks, memorials, all that kind of stuff, mascots. There's now debate over all of that. So it's transcended that. I mean, listen, in one Arkansas town, I just heard this, the school board voted unanimously to ban the song Dixie for the next school year and phase out Rebel, the school's mascot. Wow. I suppose it's, if it is it that grating? Is it that? No, you can't even have that because it's just too much of a connection back. Too much of a connection back. And then there is this statue, this Confederate leader, of course, we know, Jefferson Davis, who is at the, his statue is at the State Capitol Rotunda. And a group in Kentucky, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, want to get rid of the statue. Even in Minnesota, they're demanding a lake named after John Calhoun, a senator and VP from South Carolina who supported slavery, be rechristened. So, hey, change is coming. I mean, I guess anything is fair game, is what it's certainly is what it's looking like. Okay, here's one from Champ who says, hey, I got to hand it to the Prez. As much as we can dog him for other things we don't like, he took on a heckler. Did you hear that, Kate? At a Gay Pride Month reception at the White House, scolding the person who was heckling him for being disrespectful, as he said, in his house. He interrupted the Prez by protesting the detention and deportation of gay, lesbians, and other immigrants, and the president responded. Yeah, the president did jump on him right away. You're not in my house. And when the heckler was going on, he said, he said, hold on a second. And when he kept persisting, he said, okay, you know what? And he started to shake his head, and he said, no. And the heckler was just talking over him, and he said, you know, you're in my house. It's not respectful when you get invited by somebody. You're not going to get a good response from me by interrupting me. I'm sorry. Shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this. So that was that. I mean, in a sense, like, why was the guy invited there? So then he heckles the guy who's supporting him, I'm assuming. So that's what it sounded like anyway. So that was kind of dumb, I suppose, right? All right, you know what to do. If you have things running around in your mind and you want to say something, say it. Say it through the miracle of the Internet. Just send me an email, americatonight.net.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Brought a bottle of coconut, he bought it for the time. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing that can take us? Said, doctor, do we leave this belly ache? Said, doctor,
Jake and Lady hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Here on America Tonight. One of the fun things we do on this show is a little thing called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
We invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den. Hi, Nathan.
Hi there.
So you're going to like this one. If you were in your dream house and you found creepy letters signed The Watcher, would that make you flee and get away from where you were living because it would freak you out that much?
I mean, how dreamy is this dream house?
1.3 million for old house.
Wait, could you repeat
and,
that? Could you repeat that?
1.3 million dollar house in New Jersey in Westfield, beautifully redone, gorgeous, like a house hunter's house.
You did say New Jersey. I don't know. You said New Jersey. I don't know how I ended up in this dream house in New Jersey, but I'd like to say I'd want to stay.
So you're in your dream house with your dream woman and dream friends and dream life.
Wow,
in
that
New Jersey,
got a lot better really
and then
quick.
You find, and then you find these letters. You find these letters. The Watcher. And they're signed by the Watcher. And, for example, to them and draw them to me, I asked the prior owners to bring me young blood, signed the Watcher. Do you need to fill the house with young blood? That kind of stuff is what the letters letter said.
Yeah.
Would that freak you out? Like, make you think that's weird? They found them in the walls.
Yeah. Yep. That, I mean, that okay, sounds
so
like a case
yes.
for, I mean, it sounds like a case for the Scooby-Doo kids. You know, someone's trying to scare them, and yeah, it's a case of harassment. I don't know. I don't think I would leave. I wouldn't.
All right, so.
I think it's a.
I probably wouldn't either. I'd have people tell me, like, it's just silly. It's just silliness. Forget it. You're fine.
Depends
on. Don't worry about it. If someone was a nut and they.
Depends on how many.
The house is gorgeous.
I mean, how many Indian burial grounds is it built on?
Yeah, are you thinking it's like, what was that movie, Poltergeist? And in the backyard, suddenly, on a bad rainstorm, something might happen. I don't know. I mean, it is weird. But I think I would stay, too. Hopefully the people around me would say, this is silly and doesn't make any sense, so don't worry about it.
Yep. You know,
yeah.
Unless you're the bad guy in some movie and you deserve it, and then maybe they do deserve it, and maybe they should leave. Let's shun.
There you go.
There you go.
I like that. Let's shun. Okay, so we move from the Watcher. I'm going to get young blood letters. And I have to say, this house is cool. It's one of those old houses. I'm going to go back to it again. It has a Victorian porch. I would live there in a second. It would be my dream house because it doesn't look like one. It's not ostentatious. It's just, it's in New Jersey, so it's expensive. But it's pretty. It has those big old porches where you can sit and talk. I love it. So I would say, Watcher, come get me then. I mean, I would just, you know, I would forget it. I wouldn't worry about it. All right, so we
do or not Watcher.
Remember those the doer. I'm the doer. Remember we had all those posters of Obama that said hope on it. Remember that?
Do you remember who the artist was?
Obama's face, and it would say hope. I do. And do you know that Detroit police have issued an arrest warrant for the artist who focused the famous Hope poster in support of Obama during the 2000 election? The Detroit Free Press is saying that Shepard Fairey faces two felony counts of malicious destruction of property. They claim that he caused $9,000 in damage when he was in Detroit to complete a commissioned mural. So they say he's going to be arrested the next time he comes to Detroit if he doesn't immediately turn himself in.
Mm-hmm.
They say just because he's a well-known artist doesn't take away from the fact that he's a vandal, and they consider what he did, the mural stuff, the graffiti stuff, that it was vandalism, and they want to arrest him. You know, his other big thing is he did a black and white thing of the professional wrestler Andre the Giant and whatnot. I don't know what.
Oh, he had so many other things.
Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, Shred It?
I think it's.
Oh, he's awesome.
I think it's Fruits and Nuts, absolutely. I think, you know, you can get into a car accident and put a ding on a bumper, and the insurance would call that almost more than $1,000 worth of damage. Okay, don't tell me that something that is that beautiful is really causing that much problems in your society. Now, granted, he probably has enough money that if they wanted to ask him for the money, they could probably make it a civil suit instead of trying to simply arrest him on those charges. I mean, that's what that is then. It's a civil suit that they're pulling, right?
Yeah.
That's
what I think, too.
Because it's not, this is a criminal pursuit that they're trying for, or?
Well, they're saying criminal, because they're saying it was vandalism with the mural thing,
So they're calling it vandalism, and they're pursuing criminal. He won't go there.
No.
That's what I think.
Agreed.
But, I mean, that's stupid, so then don't do it. Don't you think?
Yep.
So we move from that to this video that was posted all over YouTube, and I just want to get your thoughts on this. I mean, listen, I love animals. I have a golden retriever, Mahalo, who is like, I love this dog. But they people who get monkeys, I don't really understand the monkey thing, because then these chimps or monkeys attack people, and it's awful. And there's a video that was that they pushed all over YouTube of a monkey viciously attacking an unsuspected teenager. Are you kidding? Why would you... Do they think that's funny? That's not a funny joke. You think your monkey can't eat the face off of the teenager? And it was nasty what happened. I think this is bad stuff. I think it's a shredded. Why do you have a pet monkey?
Well,
do you get it?
I mean, do you also get that...
I mean, if you have it in your risk...
Exactly. If you get an animal that is exotic... Then you better be prepared for all the things that it requires to be a parent to that animal, and it's probably not a good idea to be the one standing by taking a video of them hurting someone else. But you know, animals of all types do this, and what kind of things go on the internet or on any media that illuminates them to the public? Things that are out of the ordinary.
Yes, something that's controversial, nasty. Yeah.
So.
Yes. Yeah.
Not all monkeys are going out there going crazy on teenagers.
Yeah.
But
right, I agree. But you have to be very careful and responsible. So that's why it's true for me.
I mean, you need to do that with all of those little animals you got.
Yes. Yeah, it's not fair for the person either, because this is your friend, and you don't want something horrible to happen to them because of something irresponsible you did, so that's what I say.
Yep.
Okay, you're going to like this one. I'm sure you have thought about this a lot. When you die, where do you want to be buried? Do you want to be buried?
No, I don't want to be buried.
Have you not even thought about it?
I have, and it started with cremation. I'm not sure, you know... I do kind of like the idea of getting put in with a tree or something like that in the roots.
Oh. So cremated and put in the tree.
Yeah, so it's like
maybe.
It's like burial. It's kind of like burial, though. It's not quite cremation. Well, it's really a combination of both, but you don't have a box where you're decomposing without anything else touching you. You know?
Absolutely.
I don't really get
that check this out. I don't either. I don't get that either. Carnival Cruise Lines are saying now that they do hundreds of burials at sea each year. It's a big trend that every week they've got maybe four or five times a week, fleet-wide, they have people taking ashes, cremated ashes of loved ones, and dumping them at sea. They get permission. You have to have a death certificate, and you have to have a certification that the cremation was done in a licensed facility, and then boom... You bring on your leak-proof urn, and then you can scatter the ashes at sea. The ship has to be at least 12 miles from land. Ceremonies are private, and no disrupting other guest activities, that kind of thing. No big deal. And check this out. When it's finished, the family member gets a letter by the captain signed by him with the coordinates of the longitude and latitude of the ship's position where... the ashes are scattered. Isn't that wild? I'm going to say bingo.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like it. And I like that it's just something. It's not that the captain signed a thing. It's that you have the coordinates in it. I don't know. There's something to that. I think it's very, very cool. I like that we ended on a bingo. Nice job, Nathan Reeder. Woo. You always do a fabulous job on this show anyway.
Ditto.
All right, America. Hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
So Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Numbers, check it out. How about this, that 43% of people, what do you think it is that 43% of people don't know about their spouse? I just saw a funny link to an article about that. Here's what they don't know. They don't know how much their partner makes. So this was done by Fidelity Investments. You know, we do the money thing. It's your business. And Fidelity discovered that, yes, 43% of people have no idea how much their partner earns. That's up from 27% 2 years ago. From 27%? So here's an even crazier number. Half of more than the 1,000 couples that they had surveyed had no idea how much money they needed to put aside to continue their lifestyle after they retire. And we know that from Free Money Guy, right? That's why we have Stephen Kelly on. One, I think he is a no-nonsense guy and very good, but it's the bury the head in the sand thing that we just don't, we don't want to know because we're just moving. We're living day to day. It's good to live in the moment, not good to pretend you have no clue what's going on, and that is shocking to me. Speaking of shocking, how about this? An audit of Social Security showed that Social Security, or this particular case, Social Security paid the dead $47 million. $47 million. Yeah. They paid people acting as reps for disabled beneficiaries, even though they were dead. So the Office of the Inspector General is showing this as the latest example of Social Security not being able to figure out who's on their rolls and who isn't. The audit focused on representative payees, or a person who manages someone's finances because of mental or physical limitations, right? So it showed that amount of money, basically. And what does it come from at the pile? Comes from old age, survivors, disability insurance, that kind of thing. But the total amount is ridiculous. I mean, that would be found money. And who does that? I don't know. Bad karma. It's creepy. That where you would just... And, of course, we've heard those stories where someone dies and someone tries to keep getting the money. And sometimes they die at home and they don't even call anyone. They hide that fact, which we won't even go there. But I can't imagine what that number is. Perhaps I don't even want to know what that number is, or you don't want to know what that number is either. All right, since we're on money, 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 let's talk about this one. The IRS awarded $18 million in contracts to tax delinquent firms. Yep, so that's the bad news there. The bad news is that they broke their own rules, essentially, by giving out that kind of money to companies with federal tax debt. One company even had a felony conviction, and they got $70,000 in contracts from the IRS. Altogether, 17 corporations each had racked up thousands of dollars in tax debts, won 57 contracts from the IRS between 2012 and 2013. That's a violation of the law. And this was our friends at Citizens Against Government Waste, who show that, you know, they obviously didn't vet them. They didn't check that out. And see, I go back to the same thing. They go after the little guy, and while, you know, somebody else is getting all this dough and they have no clue that, like they say, or like I said, they're breaking their own rules, and it's right there and obvious and in front of us all. Wow. All right, how about this? New records just came out, and I used to live by here, and it was beautiful. Some of the best times of my life. I remember being in Santa Barbara, driving through Santa Barbara, going through Goleta. Remember the thousands of gallons, and this is your number, of crude oil that was ruptured from a pipeline that went along the California coast. Well, they say now that the operator was unable to contact workers near the break to get the information the company needed to alert the feds. So personnel for, they call them Plains, All American Pipeline, needed the precise location of the spill and the estimate of the size before they could notify the National Response Center. So the company workers were contending with, of course, everything that was going on. One of the workers, along with firefighters, were using shovels to try and construct a berm to slow the spread. And they made a whole bunch of calls by cell phone, anything, to coordinate it. But from the records, it wasn't clear why the company in Bakersfield couldn't reach their workers at the scene. So this is what you need to know in all this gobbledygook. The pipeline company is, of course, being criticized for how long it took to relay information to on what happened, the break, over the 101,000 gallons, even though its internal planning documents repeatedly stress the importance of notifying quickly. You know what the cost of cleaning that spill has climbed up to? $92 million. That, what are they doing? Of course they have to do this. They're excavating contaminated soil. They're scraping rocks. $92 million. And they couldn't get to them. I mean, they were just... So you know what this was. So it's like, ooh, oh my gosh, we have a break. This is awful. So now, to the credit of the people, they're doing what they should do. They're trying to scramble anything. Let's do it. Let's create a diversion. Whatever we can do, we got to stop this oil leak. But they're not getting to the people who could really help with the oil leak, because they were just going on cell phones and they had no way to pinpoint exactly where it was. Craziness. How about this? This is troublesome. Whole Foods supermarkets have they're saying this is coming out of New York, have been routinely overcharging customers by overstating the weight of prepackaged meat, dairy, and baked goods. The price on a package of coconut shrimp at Whole Foods was, they say, too high by $14.84. Chicken tenders overpriced by $4.85. And, I mean, that's incredible. It's incredible that people didn't say, yeah, I'm putting this back. They have 422 stores in the U.S., Canada, and in London. So what they're talking about now, the Department of Consumer Affairs, is they're meeting with Whole Foods, and they're talking about what is going on here. How, why are you overcharging this? And Whole Foods is saying, oh, no, we disagree with your allegations that it's that we have made grossly excessive monetary demands. So because it's ongoing, this investigation, there's no penalties and all that stuff hasn't happened now. But fines for falsely labeling a package can be up to $950 for the first violation, $1,700 for the next ones. Last year, Whole Foods agreed to pay $800,000 in penalties and improve pricing. Well, right there, you're telling me, hey, they don't care. They know people that have money, most likely, are shopping here. And tough tiddlywinks. If we overprice and they pay it and we pay the fine, we're still making money. And perhaps we're not saying that out loud, but that's what it's akin to. And that is, boy, that's troublesome, isn't it? Oh, awful. All right, this is awful, too. Sorry to give you these depressing numbers, but an 8-year-old boy was attacked by a shark off North Carolina. Boy, the Carolinas. That's the fourth one in the past 2 weeks. He had injuries to his foot and leg, and it was at the Surf City Beach where it's happened before. The town manager said he'd close the beach if there was a big hazard. He told a local station that those at the beach swim kind of at their own risk. I'm sorry, there's sharks in the water. Good luck, people. So he was treated there. The parents took him to an emergency room to have the wounds clean. They feel like it wasn't a serious bite. He'd been swimming about five blocks from a fishing pier. And, of course, people swimming or surfing within 300 feet of a fishing pier, that's never good, by the way. There's a policy banning that. Remember, you had the 13-year-old you had, which was 90 minutes from Oak Island, North Carolina. 12 and 16-year-old, arm amputated, and that victim was like 100 yards from a fishing pier when she was attacked. Wow, I mean... I don't know. I don't like the idea that the city manager or the town manager says, you know what, people swim at their own risk, kind of. That's kind of what the deal is there. And so us trying to decide to close the beach, we'll just put a giant shark sign and say, these waters have been known to have some really dangerous sharks. People have had to be amputated as a result of it. So absolutely, swim at your own risk. Good luck, people, because we don't want to close the beach. I don't get it. I would be scared out of my mind if a shark nipped at my heel. I turn around and I see a fin. Are you kidding me? So you imagine these kids that are in the water and that's happening. I mean, I get it. It's life. Things happen. But I would think they would just do something and investigate if there is a particularly pesky shark that's hanging around and not going to leave anytime soon. All right, that's it for this edition of We Can Count.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Inc.
Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website.